be good to me. Martha, my love, don't forget me. Martha, my dear.
Madeleine Peru at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, we asked you to link sleeping and beauty, and maybe capitalizing the S as a hint helped. Victor got it. And Ruth also got it. Ruth was able to also link green and tack. Mike got sleeping beauty and beauty mark. We asked you to link sleep and mark, is what I meant to say. Sleeping beauty and beauty mark. And the link between green and tack is thumb. Green thumb and thumbtack. We still have another one out. It's the link between green and boat. And how about this? What comes between sea and dust? What word can link sea, S-E-E, and dust? We'll leave those open for just a few more minutes. A quick note, I hope you'll join us for the Solar Concert Series. We're pleased to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. We had a great time last week with Liz McBride. Join us at Buell Community Park on Pittsburgh's North Side on July 21st, this Thursday at 12:15, as we present Alyssa Hanke. The Solar Concert Series is a collaboration with Nova Place Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab, as well as SLBN, is powered by Zero Fossil. Charlie just sent us a few. The word between movie and truck, trailer, movie trailer and trailer, truck. And he also gave the word between dining and mark, dining hall and hallmark. The word that links green and boat is house, greenhouse, and houseboat. And did you get the word linking sea and dust? That may be the hardest of the ones we gave. Mike and Mars got it. Saw, seesaw, and sawdust. And Christopher from Monroeville had star, as in star, dust, and sea star. I think that's Chris's guess. And Mike also had dust, as in sea, saw, and sawdust. Or he had saw, seesaw, and sawdust. Thanks for playing. We'll play Linguistic Linkages again sometime soon. Coming up, our Youth Express Hour. Stick around. There's some great stuff that you won't hear. Well, you won't hear anything here anywhere else, too. But you'll hear voices of youth with original thoughts well presented coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, smart speakers, and streaming services everywhere, including our own slbradio.org/radio. That is a group called the Small Glories here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's a pretty song, isn't it? It's called Long, Long Moon. I've tried to catch up with a lot of Facebook messages and emails. Lots of participation this morning. Thank you for playing along today. I hope you'll consider letting folks know that we're here Saturday mornings. If you know folks that you think would like listening to SLB, let them know. It's so easy to listen online. You can use apps like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden. Makes it extremely easy to listen. And you can play along however you would like to, too. Here's hoping you'll consider doing so. It'll be our pleasure. to have you invite some folks to join us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I was asked one of those pointed questions this week that I never mind answering, which is, what's the mission of the radio program? Well, our goal is to try to create a welcoming environment where people of all backgrounds and locations and walks of life can interact with one another and listen. Norma is in East Stroudsburg. Norma, thank you for the message you just sent. I only see your name, and you might be writing just to tell us that you're out there. Thank you. If there was a message along with it, we did not get the message part, so please resend it. Thank you just the same. Believe it or not, since 1978, we've been spending Saturday mornings together with a lot of folks, including some third-generation listeners coming together and having fun on a Saturday morning, playfully and delightfully. We're here Saturdays live. We try to shine light on things and to be lighthearted. And we're together and assembled for a purpose like a brigade. That's who we are. We have a very interesting episode of our Youth Takeover podcast that we're about to present. These are all students from Westinghouse High School, Pittsburgh Westinghouse, and you'll hear their thoughts on equity and personalized learning.
You're listening to a Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast, where teens host the program and welcome peer guests.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of learning. This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. On today's episode, we'll be talking with three youth guests about how students should be supported through their education today and in the future. To start, let's meet our guests.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel. I'm from Homewood. And I'm 15 years old.
Hello, my name is Vaughn. I'm 15 and I'm from Wilkinsburg.
Hello, my name is Cameron. I'm 15 and I'm in Wilkinsburg.
I'm Jasmine again and I'm 15 and I live in Homewood. So to start, we're going to be talking about personalized learning. So how would you define personalized learning?
So personalized learning is basically just like learning by your own pace, taking your time and learning by yourself and stuff.
For me, personalized learning, I think it's more of a, like, if someone's more accustomed to personalized learning, they're going to struggle and have trouble if they're not given the same chance or opportunity to, like, learn the way they're used to or what they need to learn in that specific way.
I think personal learning is learning that is based on what they're interested in, like editing, rap, business, and everything, and how they learn, like speech, text.
So basically, like, some people learn visually, some people learn with audio, some people learn by copying things over and over again. Well, I feel like it's the way that you learn best as an individual, and what you could take from that individual's way of learning and bring it to the table so everybody else
can. So it's basically just learning from someone, but you're changing some of the things.
If you could go back in time and create a personalized learning feature for yourself, what would it be like based off of what you guys use to learn best? For me, I think I would add a lot more pictures to things, especially when you graduate from maybe kindergarten to first grade and you start reading bigger books. There's pictures, but then when you move on and up a lot of the times the novels will lose their pictures, and it's a lot harder for some kids to learn things without seeing it visually. So I feel like if teachers were to include the visual aspect in their lesson plans, it would make things easier for some kids.
If I would go back in time and make my own personalized learning, I think the biggest thing I would focus on is pacing, because someone's going to get it, and if they don't get it, they just take longer to get that one thing. And I think everybody moves at their own pace. Some people move faster, some people move slower. Pacing, prioritize that. I think that would just help a lot more students to catch up.
For me personally, if I could go back and create a personalized learning, I'd probably add a bunch of pictures. I'm very visual, and I go back and look at stuff, especially in math.
I understand. I agree with that, too.
For me also, I would probably add a lot more audio. I know there's like a couple of websites that offer music videos that explain like scientific aspects and different things for different subjects that people use. I think that that should be included a lot more in learning for almost all grades, because there's a lot of kids who can memorize songs without having to put a whole ton of effort into it, as in studying and copying things over and over again isn't really as effective for them as it would be if it was written in the song. If that's included in the lesson, then I feel like, you know, it's just like a song, you know, you memorize it and then you have the notes in the song that will help you.
I feel like the websites, sometimes they're easy to find, but sometimes like it'll take you somewhere else. Say you looked up something and it takes you somewhere else and explains something totally different than what you wanted to look up.
That's kind of why I feel like it's easier if the teacher like automatically includes it inside of their lesson plan, because there's a lot of teachers I know who do. Moving on, would the feature you just described benefit you or other people?
It depends. Do they struggle just like me? Do they do personalized learning? Like they have to have the teachers repeat it to them a couple of times for them to actually get it and stuff. So I probably say other people, because there's a lot of people out there that have a hard time learning stuff.
Of course, it would help me personally, but my main focus is to help people that can't catch up as well, because I know my ability. But if someone else struggles, I want to help that person so they can follow along and have the same opportunities if I would have, if I was moving faster.
I feel like my personalized learning would definitely help students who are very musically involved and are very interested in music arts and visual arts, the pictures. It wouldn't just benefit me, but it would benefit students who think and like the same things that I do. It makes learning more enjoyable for a lot of students who maybe their schools don't offer music and arts programs, or they just like learning in that specific way and they learn the best in that way. So it wouldn't just benefit me, it would benefit a lot of other kids. Switching over to equity, for young people thinking about another experience could help them get at the concept of equity. How would you define equity as it relates to schools, education, or learning?
I would define it as like fair as it relates to school and education and learning, since they're all similar in their own way.
I would define equity as opportunities and chances that everybody should have.
Same opportunities, same education, and same ways of learning.
Same thing with Cameron. I feel like equity is very much money related and funding and what schools can offer to students based off of taxes and whatnot. And it has a lot to do with the neighborhood maybe the school's in, or how much funding they receive and how much fundraisers they do and stuff like that. All of that plays a big part in the opportunities that those students that attend that school will have. Simply because if you have more money, then you're able to offer a lot more learning and have more teachers for certain things. I know a lot of schools will have to like cut a lot of teachers because they can't fund those classes and they might not be required. But for a lot of students, that might help them with a career they wanted to pursue or something. What changes might you make to be sure you and your peers feel like they belonged? How would you help students feel marginalized or not good enough thrive?
Students who don't thrive enough, I feel like changes should be made to that, especially in like learning. Some students will try to understand it, but others won't, and you have to change that to help them understand it. So I believe you could change like a lot of stuff to help them understand what they're not understanding.
I think a student that doesn't feel like they're not good enough, I think they would think that once they lose, there's no chance and they have to give up. But I would make some type of safe space to reach out to them to make them know that you can always keep trying and you shouldn't give up just because of one loss.
Some changes I would make is to have somebody that shows that they care and have some compassion for you, especially if you don't feel like you belong in the certain place you are. A mentor, somebody just cares for you, really.
Like a counselor?
Yeah.
Or a friend?
Mm-hmm. Or someone who just feel like you matter.
And there's like, you could change it to where like there's an easier class of that subject that they're not understanding that explains it way easier.
I would definitely offer a lot of after-school tutoring, not specifically maybe the teachers who work during the day, but I would hire a lot of teachers who can maybe work in the afternoon for maybe 3 to 4 hours with the students. If they're struggling with an issue in their class or they just need someone to talk to or they need help with whatever work that the teacher can go over again, I would bring someone in and advertise that they're able to help students so that the students don't feel overwhelmed doing all of it by themselves when they can't understand and the teacher might not have time to work with them specifically.
Like substitutes?
Well, not substitute teachers. They're just there whenever the teacher isn't in school. It's more like teachers who come after school and they teach the same subject. They don't come during the day, so they're not there the whole day. They're there for like 3 to 4 hours.
So teachers that like work at home and stuff and they come to school once we get out.
Yeah. I feel like they're trying to push the idea that they're counselors and there are social workers, and I think they're mostly there for whenever you need something high school, college related. It's not so much emotionally. It's more educationally. And I think we do need that, but they also need to push the idea of there being therapists. And I know there are a few, but many kids who need them don't know that we have them there.
We have therapists?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Mostly, if people do that, they mostly just talk to their favorite teacher about it or, like, go to the nurse and talk about it. I never knew we had a therapist.
I feel like we should have designated people for people who actually need someone to talk to. And there are therapists. So the four of us go to Westinghouse, and it seems that our school might have a lot less money than a lot of other schools in PPS. So do you guys feel like, in comparison to other schools, is the equity about the same?
I say yeah, because like a school's a school, low-key. It doesn't matter if there's money or not. We're still at regular school. We go on field trips. We have days off. We do that. We celebrate holidays. We have our days off. School's a school to me. I wouldn't really, like, say our school is different from other schools since it's a school.
Yeah, same with Emmanuel. I think that a school's a school. You really can't change that. But there are obvious ups and downs to certain schools, different advantages. But I think Westinghouse definitely tries and is making progress to being a more equitable place for other students.
When it comes to funding and money-wise, no, I don't think we're as equal as other schools. But as what Vaughn said, we're trying to build up and work on how we're doing.
Even though we barely get any new students and stuff, we're still a good school. Our school appreciates the people who actually come here and actually graduate and do good things in life. We hang them on their walls. We honor the people who came to our school and actually graduated and stayed and graduated.
We made
a difference in life, did something with their life instead of just skipping school, being in gangs and stuff. We actually took our time and learned our stuff, went to college, got a degree, and got a real job.
For me, I don't think that our school is pretty equal with a lot of other schools in PPS, and that's simply because I've seen it with my own eyes, how different it could be when there is more funding. There's more teachers, more options, there's majors and minors and all different things, and I feel like our school should offer that to the neighborhood kids that might have got zoned at Westinghouse, because they should go to school and they shouldn't feel like it's a punishment. They should feel like it's an opportunity to learn something that they can carry on with them in the future instead of just giving up and walking the hallways. I feel like a lot of the students who may have used to participate a lot in class, they said that they came from Obama and they felt like Westinghouse was a punishment on them because they didn't do well enough on Obama. Although Obama has like testing and stuff you need to take for you to get into that school, and it's particularly better in the eyes of the public, it should not be that way at all. Students should not have to go to school and feel like it's a punishment on them for being in a place where they're supposed to have opportunities and learn. Although they're both schools, they are viewed in entirely different ways. The public and the media pushes the two different schools in entirely different ways, and they are in the same radius of each other. Alderdice, Obama, and Westinghouse are in generally the same area, not that far away from each other, and Westinghouse is still viewed in the negative, even on the news.
I mean, yeah, there's an obvious difference in equality for different schools, but I also think it's a big part of the state amount of students that when they come to school, they either feel like it's a punishment or they feel like it's an opportunity. And I feel like schools need to make it more apparent that it's an opportunity and it's an advantage to be able to go to school and learn something new.
I think that the news could also do a good job at pushing that there are positive things in our school and they could show it more to students. They don't feel embarrassed telling people, you know, hey, I go to this school and you go to this school. And it shouldn't be I go to this school and I'm better than you because I have more money at my school and you don't. It should be equal.
I feel like the news should really start doing good stuff. From my point of view, the news only serves about our school if only bad things happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way. That tears down a lot of self-esteem for students, and it makes it very hard to see the learning environment in a positive light. And that's a lot of the reason why students will lose motivation when going to school, because it's viewed in a negative way. All right, last question for today. What's one thing parents and educators can do to support every learner?
It can be by their side or every step of the way, even help them when they're struggling the most, and also show them the ways that they learned. Also talk about how they went to school, how they were when they went to school and stuff.
Don't get frustrated or mad at them. Be understanding, since even I don't talk about stuff that happens in school sometimes. They get mad at me and stuff.
For me, I feel like a lot of parents need to be an open, safe space. And I feel like although they'll advertise that and they'll push that to their children, they don't mean it in a way that you can say what happened and you won't get a punishment for it. I feel like it shouldn't be something they can use against you. And I also feel like they should be open to letting you try new things instead of just pushing the idea that you always need to go to college and you need to get a job in government or healthcare and have a steady job so that you'll always be financially stable. They need to be able to push different opportunities for different people.
They need to support their children through all the way and not be strict and not be too hard on them.
Thanks to Cameron, Vaughn, and Emmanuel for joining us today. Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning, a Pittsburgh-based network of people and organizations that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. Learn more at remakelearning.org.
What a great program. Thank you to the Westinghouse students putting that together from Westinghouse High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools. You can subscribe to Remaking Tomorrow wherever you look for podcasts, and here's hoping you'll do that. It'll give you a chance to hear more Youth Takeover episodes as well as great conversations with adult thought leaders in education that Greg Baer and Ryan Rzdeski host.
Show the engine, hear the lonesome hobos call while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Thank you.
One of the best versions I know. Wabash Cannonball, Claire Lynch. If you are a pianist or if you are a fan of piano players, you're going to enjoy the song that kicks off the next hour, or the next half hour, I should say. And you're also going to hear some reflections and audio created by kids from Woodland Hills at the Summer Opportunity Camp that we're helping to lead this summer. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
This, they would swing as sweetly as an angel's kiss. I've been hearing George Shearing, I'm running steady with Freddie Red. Yes, talk about piano players in the past. They really knew how to fly. They were a one-way trip on a magic carpet ride in the park with Sonny Clark, walking through the dark with Bud Powell. Won't you listen to them? Walter Bishop, Walter Norris, Walter Davis, and wall-to-wall explorers like Wynn Kelly and Art Tatum. I said Phineas and Thelonious, and any way you rate them, the music that they made, it's alive today. Cause when you hear Cecil Taylor, you hear Jelly Roll play, and nearing that clearing, you are hearing the real McCoy. Come on, Roland Roy. Thank you. There's Horace Silver, there's Horace Parlin, and Barry Harrison. Don't you dare forget Red Garland and Kirby Nichols, Harold Mayburn. I said Flanagan, Ellington, Jay McShann. They burn more brightly, rightly today, 'cause there ain't nothing in the world gonna take your breath away. Like Count Basie, Fats Waller, Pine Topper, Hamill Garner, Hamp Hawes, Norman Simmons, Kenny Drew, Bobby Timmons, Duke Pearson, Duke Jordan, Hank Jones still recording. Oscar got the Grammy, Bill Evans put the whammy on Miles. He put it on Miles, put it on Miles. Green, he's on a scene. Larry Golding sure holding something mean, and Brad Meldow got all that power. But Dave Hazeltine, he's got my mind all messed up. You guessed up to now. I've been back in the past, 'cause I believe somehow ain't nothing says loving like a Gene Harris walking blues. Those are some funky shoes. They got a hall here in Paris. It's a city block lawn. Wall to wall pictures, just picture that gone. Well, that's what we're missing. Every day we don't listen to Cedar and Ramsey and Michelle and Ahmad. Keith, Chick, and Herbie, they talking about God. Willie Pickens, you hear the plot thicken. Les McCann had the great left hand. Elmo Hope had that real good dope. Nat King Cole, silken soul. I say, taking a chance with Junior Vance, taking a page from Moe's, and we gotta close.
The great Ben Sidran. Really something, isn't it, to hear him? Slim Forsythe is going to be coming up in our next hour, live in studio. And Jim Need is along for the ride, too, which is terrific. They're warming up in the next room over. Slim is, that is.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A couple quick notes. We're proud to collaborate with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Plays for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. We had a great time this past Thursday with Liz McBride at the Nova Place Plaza Lawn. Join us at Buell Community Park, also on the north side, this coming Thursday, July 21st, 12:15. We'll present Alyssa Hanke, all free of charge, all powered by solar power, provided by our friends at Zero Fossil. Also, last week's segments featuring Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts with its production of The Importance of Being Earnest, Carnegie Arts Walk, and singer-songwriter Luna are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. I would like to share with you now some of the recordings that SLB Senior Staff Educator has made with third, fourth, and fifth graders attending the Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp at Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy. They've been learning the basics of audio production during this summer workshop series. And I had a chance to listen to some of these recordings earlier in the week, and I wanted to share them with you. They vary. You'll hear a variety of kids and some stories that they want to share with you, beginning with stories simply about who they are. And we'll have those coming up in just a moment.
My name is Abby. I'm 9 years old, and I go to Edgewood Elementary STEAM Academy. I love to draw, but I mostly draw nature because I love the outdoors. I also believe in Bigfoot because it's part of my family. And I also love to study dinosaurs. My favorite dinosaurs are the T-Rex, Triceratops, and Stegosaurus. I also love Godzilla. My favorite Godzilla movie is either Godzilla King of the Monsters or Godzilla vs. King Kong. My dad and my aunt believe in Bigfoot, and so do me and my older sister. So that's what I mean by he's part of the family. We've been in Ohio once, and I felt like I saw him because there was like a tall tree and like a tall lump that didn't look like a tree next to it. And then later that night, my sister, my dad, and a few other kids went to the playground where I saw him, just like more in the woods. And they did their Bigfoot call, and they said they had a call back. So, yeah, I hope I see him one day.
My name's Alan. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Edgewood Elementary. I like to play the trumpet, my game, mainly 2K and Minecraft. I also like to bother my sibling, mainly my older brother. I like to play basketball. I also like to bother my siblings.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I am 9 years old. I go to Woodland Hills. One fact about me is I play a lot of sports. Second fact about me is I go to a lot of camps. Third fact about me is I like to play Minecraft, Roblox, Fortnite, and Pokemon. Fourth fact about me is I like to cook. Fifth fact about me is I don't only play Pokemon. Sixth fact about me is that I love stuffed animals.
My name is Addison, and I'm 10 years old. I go to Turtle Creek, and I like winter because I like drinking hot cocoa. My favorite color is blue because it's the sky and the ocean, and I also like to draw.
I am Idris. I'm 9 years old. My birthday is August 8th, 2012. I am a nerd. I like work. I am very short. I'm lazy. My mom gets me big shirts. And also, I play the clarinet.
I am Aha. I love to eat and play games. I love ducks because they're really cute. I love to be outside and play on the field. I love the school gym, and I love to bother people. My name's...
Are you enjoying these? I hope you are. These are just very quick introductions that each of these students made. There are a lot of them, but they're really fun, aren't they? Let's listen to a few more together.
My name is Armani. I'm 11. I hate Among Us. I hate sus people. I'm an artist.
Hi, my name is Vane. I like to watch football, hockey, and I like to ride my bike.
Hi, my name is Bill. Favorite sport is football, soccer, and basketball. My favorite ride at Kennywood is Aero 360. I feel like I can fly on the 360. Something surprised about me, I love broccoli. Most kids don't like it, but I do. I also love Fortnite.
Hi, my name is Bria, and I like painting and drawing. I like reading, but I don't read that often.
Hi, my name is Brianna. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Turtle Creek STEAM Academy. One of my first interesting facts about me is that my dog, Trouble, somehow knows what Florida is. I love money, and I'm in the middle of building my house in Bloxburg. And this is the most important thing, so really listen. Read Wings of Fire. It's by Tui T. Sutherland.
My name is Kelmarin. I am 9 years old. I used to have a pet turtle. His name was Sean because he liked to bite people's fingers. And then one day I saw him laying back on the floor and he was dead. And I saw him dead. I was sad. Stompy was a good turtle. My favorite game I like to play is Pokemon games. I have 6. I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters. I have 3 grandmas, and that's it.
Hi, my name's Cameron. I am 9 years old. I go to Edgewood Elementary STEAM Academy, and I like to make my mom happy with my good behavior, like making my bed when she wants me to, and doing the dishes. And I don't like getting tortured by my brothers every time when they come to my house. And I like making everyone in my family happy with my good behavior, and I want to keep it up.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I like to play games. I love nature and my hobbies. I like to play outside and my passion is, I'm not saying that either, and I also like being this camp.
My name is Dimitri and I'm 9.5 years old. I like making beats, I like singing, and I hope when I grow up I am a really big YouTuber. One of my other favorite things would probably be playing Super Smash Bros. With my cousin Joe. He's really good, but he still gets beat. He plays different characters. One of his favorite characters is Kirby. One of my favorite characters will probably be Jigglypuff. When I grow up, I would also do engineering or work for NASA.
Amazing, isn't it? All original, all heartfelt thoughts. Most importantly, made in a very comfortable environment where kids knew they could express whatever they wanted to, honestly. Would you like to hear some more? I'm curious, aren't you? I think we left off with Gianni.
Hello, my name is Gianni. I'm 11 years old and I go to Edgewood Elementary School. I watch a lot of anime. My favorite show is Demon Slayer. My favorite food is sushi and ramen. I play a lot of video games. My favorite one would probably be Warzone or Fortnite. I do martial arts. I used to play soccer. I like football. Well, in jiu-jitsu, I'm a white belt still, but I have 4 white stripes and 1 red stripe. And I do kickboxing too, but it's called Muay Thai. Sushi, I like California roll with, it has like this rice and then it has salmon on it and tuna. Yeah, that's my favorite sushi.
Hi, my name's Graciela. I'm 11. I go to Edgewood. I like to play the piano. I like to play the violin. I like to read chapter books. I like to play Roblox. I like to play Fortnite, and I like to play football.
I'm Grayson. I'm 10, and I go to Turtle Creek STEAM Academy. My favorite sports are soccer and basketball. Favorite video games are Fall Guys and Fortnite. And my favorite hobby is to play outside, like do basketball, probably practice some of the sports that I play, like flag football. I like to draw sometimes.
My name is Jackson. I am 9 years old and I go to Wilkins Elementary STEAM Academy. I like mac and cheese. I want to be a DJ when I grow up and I love music so much.
Hello, my name is James and I am 10 years old and I go to Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy and going into Dixon STEAM Academy. I like to play games. I like to play Roblox. I like to collect Pokemon cards. My best card's worth like $50. I know, probably my Mr. Mime GX. It was the first good card that I really got. I will never be trading it away. Yes, I remember the first time I ever got a pack. My grandmother got me a binder. She got me several packs of three cards of the set that, in which Mr. Mime GX was in back in, like, 2018.
Oh, and my name is Javier, and I'm 9 years old, and I go to Woodland Hills Academy. I love building because I think building is cool, and I like Legos and Roblox and Minecraft, also known as video games, because I love video games. And I even like anime because I think I like how it's written with all the details. And I also want to be a soccer star because on defenses, like a lot of defenses, I kick balls so far, it's almost like have a soccer field.
My name is Jay Sean. I'm 11, and I go to Dixon. I like to play Roblox most of the day, and I also like to play this animating game where you can make animations. I'm kind of getting good at it, but not really that good. I also, there's these people that also give stuff to people on YouTube. And that's how I usually do my animations. I get stuff from people on YouTube and then I use it for that. I usually go outside sometimes, probably play basketball with my brother. He's a sore loser, so he gets mad when I beat him. I am interested in animals and stuff like the ocean. And since we haven't explored most of the ocean yet, I want to kind of know what's down there. Like, is there more creatures? Is there a bigger animal down there? Probably like a gigantic fish, probably, maybe. Maybe a fish that looks like a chair. Or we might find riches and stuff. I am ultra interested in mythical creatures like Cthulhu, a giant god that I think lived in Atlantis, I think. He has the head of an octopus and the body of a human in the wind and has like demon-like wings, I think. But I'm pretty sure if you look into his eyes, he can erase your memory, I think.
Hi, my name is Josiah and I am 10 years old. My special talents is singing, dancing, and football. When I grow up, I want to be famous with all those things. I also want to be in a movie. If I combine all those things, I can make a movie out of it. It can be about a guy who loves football so much and also loves singing and dancing. That's who I want to be.
Hi, my name is Kalia. I'm 9 years old, and I go to Edgewood Elementary STEAM Academy. My favorite hobby is gymnastics and dance. I have three pets, one dog named Lady and two geckos named Chusy and Doosy. My favorite place in the world is Paris.
I haven't been, but I'm going next year.
Well, I watched this movie when I was 6 years old, and this girl went to Paris, and it looked really cool. So I like went to the store and spent like $200 on my mom's credit card and bought a whole bunch of stuff for my room and put it all over my bedroom. I have Paris lights. I have Paris lamps. I have Paris bed sheets.
Hi, my name is Corey. I'm from New York, and I love eating, and I love Stranger Things. All I have to say is be yourself and love yourself.
Hi, my name is Kyrie. I am 10 years old. I go to Turtle Creek Elementary School. I like anime. My favorite anime is One Piece. I have two dogs named Milo and Trio. My dog Trio had puppies. My favorite food is pizza, and I like video games. And my favorite video game is Fortnite.
Hi, I'm Layla. I'm about to be 10. I have a new phone, and I love my phone. I wish I can get a new nail set. And I have a job. I work with my mom at Hook's Fish and Chicken.
Hi, my name's Liera. My favorite color is pink. I love puppies. I love my sister and I love my mom and dad.
Hi, my name is Leo. I'm 9 years old. I go to Turtle Creek Elementary. I like to play soccer because my dad plays it. I like to play with my dad. Something else interesting about me and my family is that almost everyone in my family is from Jamaica. Something unique about me is that I'm left-footed, but I'm right-handed. Something else about me, I want to start a restaurant.
For this restaurant, I'm going to, like, make it a family restaurant. So, like, my friends, family, cousins, aunts, basically, like, everyone in my family, I'm going to, like, ask them if they wanted to start the business with me. And it's going to just be awesome. The name's going to be the family restaurant. I'm going to be making Italian food, maybe, or Jamaican food. I feel like most people, they lose stuff, like their homes and stuff, so they can't, if they lose their homes, then it's going to be hard for them. So I think it would be good to start a restaurant. So, like, maybe, like, extra food I have left over, I could, like, give to the homeless. I would like to say that I love everyone and everything that helped me come up to this point where I'm still in school. I'm having the best life at home. I got a lot of friends, new friends, old friends. Like, life is producing at a good rate. So, like, life has its challenges, but as long as you make your challenges complete, then your life is just good.
I think we'll make that the last one for this morning. We, believe it or not, that was only about half of the recordings made by students. We'll feature more in the week to come. And kudos to Senior Staff Educator Ben Rutkowski of our staff for gathering those sentiments from 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders attending the Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp at Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy. Christopher, thank you also for your message regarding what you just heard. You can hear all of those at neighborhoodvoices.org. Neighborhoodvoices.org. They're still on the front page. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexis Thompson, Chad Green, Slim Forsyth in a moment, and Jim Need alongside of Slim. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, including WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go, you know that there are. Well, you can do what you want, the opportunity's all. And if you find a new way, well, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, say yes, and
there are. Well, you can do what you want. The opportunity's all. If you can find a new way, then you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are, you know that there are.
Rainy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem at the Saturday Light Brigade kicking off this hour. And in a moment, I'm so happy to have Slim Forsyth here. He's tuning up, getting ready to go, and we'll present him to you in just a few moments. We're also going to talk about a very special benefit for the Little Sisters of the Poor that he'll be performing at. That'll be happening later this month.